Native, welcome back home for these Raptors. It's good to be at Witter Field. Grayson Schaefer out of the sixth spot, or seventh spot, I should say, pardon me, playing third base here tonight. Chubb out of the windup, looking for a 1-2-3 frame. The first pitch to Schaefer, a fastball on the outside corner, is there for a called strike. Tyler Mellops behind home plate this evening. Nick Hudlow down the first baseline. The crew chief down the third baseline is Brett Meal. The 0-1. Another fastball missing up and away. Count evens a ball and a strike on Schaefer. Raptors looking for their second hit of the ball game. Their lone knock, a two-out single from Jorge Degatti a frame ago. 1-1 pitch, swinging out of his shoes. There is Schaefer. Right through it, though. It's now 1-2. 1-2, the count on deck. McIntosh, Teal to follow. We've entered the bottom third of the Raptor order for the first time tonight. The payoff here from the right-hander from Emery Riddle Aeronautical, Noah Chubb. Fastball foul tip back in and out of the glove of Kate Sikorski. Will do the 1-2 again. Brandon Scott, the southpaw who threw three shutout frames and hitless frames as well at Green Bay a couple days ago, is on ball boy duty here tonight. 2-2 or 1-2 the count. Nobody on, two down, bottom second. First of four straight games between the Raptors and the Dock Spiders. 1-2 pitch, broken back rounder over to first, hits the lip, but right into the glove of Tyler Nisus in time. A three unassisted for Schaefer ends this second inning. Six up, six down, both pitchers, Chubb and Voss, working 1-2-3 frames in the second. We are through two here in Wisconsin Rapids. 2-0 the score in favor of the Dock Spiders on your home of Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the Fondy order due up as we enter the top of the third from historic Witter Field. 2-0 the score. Dock Spiders leading the Raptors. Andy Yakum, your voice of Raptor baseball, returning to you as always on these airwaves at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. Four straight with Fondy, one here at Witter Field, two at Air Baker Field, Friday, Saturday, and back here Sunday for a matinee to wrap out the first half of the season for the Raptors. First half technically ending Tuesday, July 2nd, but the Raptors are off Monday and Tuesday of next week. Some much-needed rest to get recharged and get ready to rock and roll into the second half of this Northwoods League season. First pitch from Zach Boss to the left-handed hitting right fielder Caden Shapiro is tapped foul. Shapiro will fly out to Aiden Teal in center field back in the top of the first inning. Aiden Teal making his Witter Field debut. He's due up second when we enter the home half of the frame. And when pitched, this one hit on a line off the glove of Max McGuire and into foul territory in right field. That was fair when he touched it. It's a base hit. Shapiro hitting the bag at first. He'll get into second standing. It's a leadoff double. First hit of the night for Shapiro. Fourth hit of the ballgame for Fondy with nobody out in the top of the third. Top of the order getting some action on the base paths to work with here. It's Connor Cooney, the returning Doc Spider in his second game with the team to step in now. He singled and advanced to second on a fielding error by Aiden Teal in center, and later scored on the two-run homer from Parker Knoll. From the College of the Holy Cross, 58 games played in a season ago with the Doc Spiders for Connor Cooney. We'll be making, or looking to make, I should say, his Air Bakerfield return tomorrow night. Righty on lefty battle, first pitch from Voss to Cooney. Breaking ball, worked its way right back to the middle of the plate for a called strike. Tomorrow night, 6:35, same thing to be said on Saturday. Same time, same place, same clubs in consecutive days. 0-1 the count, Voss set, first base side of the rubber, the right-hander looks back at second, not once but twice, rocks and fires. Missing low and inside, kicking away and off the glove of Jack Matthews. They're going to say that one hit Cooney. On an off-speed delivery from Voss, so Shapiro will have to head back to second. They'll be on first and second with nobody out for the heart and soul of this Fondi order in Parker Knoll. For Parker Knoll, a two-run big fly for the junior from Appleton back in the first inning. Was a 365 hitter in his 17 games with the team a season ago, 23 hits and 63 at-bats. Has two on with nobody down and already a 2-0 Fondi lead here in the top of the third inning. First pitch to him, hit sharply on the ground, over to short, McIntosh glove, slips to second one, McElfetrick to first in time. It's a 6-4-3 twin killing, two down, and a runner on third here in the top of the third inning. Shapiro stays put on third, and it'll be up to Adam Cootway. This would be a huge get out here for Zach Voss in the top of the third frame. Cootway swinging away at the first pitch. In the first inning, a 5-3 putout. Cootway also playing in his second game with the team after having 172 at-bats with the Lakeshore Chinooks a summer ago. First pitch swinging here at a breaking ball from Zach Voss, and he swings right through it. It's 0-1. 3-for-4 in his Fondi debut for the UW-Whitewater product. UW-Whitewater making it all the way to the Division III World Series. And the final series, looking to try and win the title, they unfortunately fell just short. It's the 0-1 breaking ball, sprayed foul down the right field line. It's 0-2. In those 172 at-bats and 52 games a summer ago for Cootway, staying in his hometown, he's from Whitewater, and that's where he plays his collegiate baseball. He was a 256 hitter with Lakeshore. Also played in a game with Green Bay in 2021. 0-2 misses up and in on a fastball from Voss. Count now at 1-2. 44 hits in those 172 at-bats last summer for Cootway. 7-2 baggers, a couple triples, three homers, and he drove in 29 runs. 1-2 the count, Shapiro on third. Voss looking to toss the scoreless third inning here, the payoff. Breaking ball, missing low and away, count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 8-9-1 for the Raptors when we get to the home half of this frame. Kyler McIntosh, Aiden Teal's first plate appearance at Winter Field. And it's back to the top of the order with Owen McElfetrick. On deck after Cootway, it's the left-handed hitting first baseman Tyler Nitzis. The 2-2 home. This one tap foul, good fight here from Cootway in his second plate appearance of the ballgame. Season ago, Cootway getting on base at a 4.02 clip with the Chinooks, slugging .372 for an OPS of .774. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runner on third. The next pitch from Voss. And on the ground, that'll roll foul down the third baseline. Raptors swept Madison the last time they were here in Wisconsin Rapids last Friday and Saturday, a couple of ballgames that started 2 hours late. Had some Winterfield magic in both. They come back, walk-off win Friday night. They trailed 7-2 entering the ninth frame. 6 runs and a walk-off base hit up the middle from Grayson Schaefer ended the contest. Another 2-2 from Voss to Cootway. Missing low and away on a breaking ball. He's worked a full count his second trip to the plate here tonight. But yeah, a couple of higher scoring games in Waterloo that the Raptors were on the wrong side of. And 6-0 shut out for the second time this season in their shortest game of the campaign up to this point. 2 hours, 20 minutes on Tuesday. And the 12-2 loss last night. 3-2 pitch, hit on the ground over to first McGuire. Will glove and jog over to the bag himself to retire the side. 3 unassisted. How about Zach Voss? First two batters reaching for Fond du Lac. A double for Caden Shapiro and hitting Connor Cooney with a pitch, but he's able to work around it thanks to a 6-4-3 double play. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Fondi, no runs, a hit, and 1 error for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors as we enter the home half of the third inning from historic Winter Field. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
The 2425 Local in Lubbin at Mini Magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and best of all, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like Lake Arrowhead Golf, Goodfellas Pizza Pub and Eatery in Nakusa, Ida Sports Bar and Grill, Quality Foods IGA at West Grand and Baker Drive, Savory Steakhouse in Kellner, Sherwood Lodge Bar and Grill in Rome, and Sportsman's Pub and Grill. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine, available today.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third inning from historic Winter Field. It's the 8-9-1 spots due up in the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters order. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, returning to you on WFHR. Kyler McIntosh, Aiden Teal, and Owen McElfatrick to lead off this inning against Fond du Lac Dockspiner right-hander Noah Chubb. Righty on righty battle. The first pitch from Chubb to the right-handed hitting Rafter shortstop, putting down a bunt as McIntosh down the third base side. Adam Cootway tries to barehand it but can't grab the baseball. Bunting for a hit is McIntosh. It's the second hit of the evening for Wisconsin Rapids. Aiden Teal's first plate appearance here in Wisconsin Rapids. He played the first two games of the series, in both games of the series in Green Bay. Donning the number 30, younger brother of Kyle Teal, a first-round draft pick a summer ago with the Boston Red Sox. First pitch from Chubb to Teal, misses low and inside and kicks away from the catcher, Sikorski. Down to second on the pass ball is Kyler McIntosh. Looking at Noah Chubb working into his third inning here in this ball game. On deck, McElfatrick back to the top. The Rafter order will go. Chubb's 26th pitch of the ballgame, a fastball on the outside corner, swung on and missed by Teal. It's 1-1. Aiden Teal in his first game as a Rafter two nights ago in Ashwaubenon, 0-for-4 with four punchouts. Picked up his first hit as a Rafter, though, an evening ago in the top of the first inning, a base hit up the middle at Capital Credit Union Park. The 1-1 pitch. This is out in the right-handed batter's box. Now two balls and a strike on Teal. Two runs, four hits, and an error for the visiting Dockspiners. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Rafters. Both runs for Fond du Lac coming off the bat of Parker Knoll. Two-run blast to right center field in the top of the first inning. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Teal chasing up and away. Count evens 2-2. See if Teal can fight off any breaking stuff that might be thrown here from the right-hander Chubb. Looking back at second, McIntosh working in and out the shortstop Canterbury. This one misses up and away. It's a full count now at 8-2. For the Rafters, three innings now pitched for Zach Voss. 45 pitches for the right-hander from McNeese State. He's allowed four hits, obviously, and 12 earned runs. Has not walked a Dockspider hitter and has struck out two. Control in terms of finding the zone for Voss was his big struggle in his first two appearances. Here in Wisconsin Rapids, 3-2s. Teal pops this one up in the air down the left field line in foul territory. Giving chase, the shortstop Canterbury in the left field or not. It'll fall, though. Neither can make it there. We'll do the 3-2 to Teal again. Mentioned six innings of two hits, scoreless ball for Voss a week ago in the day cap on Thursday at Athletic Park. Did not walk a woodchuck hitter and struck out half a dozen. So far, his last nine innings pitched, no walks issued from the right-hander. Another 3-2 here. Teal led off in his first game as a Raptor 2 nights ago, was hitting second behind McElfatrick an evening ago, and is now in the 9 spot here in his Winterfield debut. Another 3-2 here from the right-hander Chubb. This one misses up and away for ball four. A 7-pitch walk drawn by Aiden Teal in his first plate appearance in Wisconsin Rapids. Owen McElfatrick 0-for-1 in the ballgame. A ground out to the third baseman Adam Cootway. 5-3 went McElfatrick for the first out of the bottom of the first inning. Continuing to talk about his solo blast in the third inning last night. He's now playing in his 13th game with Wisconsin Rapids and entering tonight a 308 hitter is Owen. For the first inning at bat that he had was 16-for-52. He's driven in 12 runs so far this season. First pitch from Chubb to McElfatrick's a breaking ball in the outer third that's there for a called strike. Jack Mathey on deck, Jorge Degatti will follow. When we get to the top of the fourth for Fond du Lac at the dish, 5-6-7, lefty-righty-righty, Tyler Nices, Drew Berrigan, and Donovan Canterbury. Right-hander Chubb set, first base side of the rubber, the 0-1. Showing bunt, McElfatrick makes contact, puts it down left side of the mound. Chubb fields, throws to third, it's in time. Cootway able to keep his back foot on the bag, so a bunt attempt unsuccessful for McElfatrick. It'll be a 1-5 fielder's choice for the first out of this inning. To second, Teal out at third. McIntosh, good speed on the bases here for the Raptors, though. First and second, one away for Jack Mathey. Jack Mathey, an evening ago, hit sixth and played some right field for the Raptors. 0-for-3-4 plate appearances, was hit by a pitch in the sixth, went hitless in that series in 2 starts against Green Bay. Runner out in scoring position, the first pitch to Jack. Breaking ball, missing inside for ball one. New addition to the Raptor roster today. He's anticipated to throw tomorrow night. That's number 35, a freshman right-hander from Fairfax, Virginia, and the University of Virginia, Bryson Moore. The 1-0 delivery. Breaking ball again. This one does catch the inside corner for a called strike. So there are now 3 Virginia Cavaliers on the active roster for Wisconsin Rapids. 2 in the starting lineup tonight. They're both in the outfield. Left fielder Walker Buchanan, who's now playing in his 13th game with the team. Aiden Teal, who joined the team a couple of days ago. And the right-hander now, Bryson Moore. 1-1 the count on the Raptor catcher. 5 on the pitch clock for Chubb. Looks back at second. Has to hurry this one. Here it comes. Fastball hit in the air. Shallow right field. Drawing out Berrigan. Shapiro comes in. It's Caden Shapiro. Calling off Drew Berrigan in right field to make the grab for the second out of the inning. 2 on, 2 down, it'll be up to the returning Raptor, Jorge Degatti. Jorge Degatti picked up a 2-out single in his first trip to the plate a couple of innings ago. Max McGuire on deck, Walker Buchanan to follow. The Raptors looking for some 2-out magic here in the home half of the third. Chubb set, looks back at second. The first pitch to Jorge, a breaking ball in there for a called strike. So we look across the Northwoods League scoreboard on this fine Thursday evening. Already a final, part of a doubleheader being made up in Madison. The Mallards over the Rockers at Warner Park. 9-1 the final. Matt Augustine the win. Leighton Grubick the loss. Another breaking ball 0-1 and another called strike out of the hand of Chubb. It's quickly nothing at 2 on the Raptor right fielder Jorge Degatti. Bottom 5 at Homer Stryker Field in Kalamazoo. The Growlers trail the Pit Spitters 7-3. 0-2 the count. On second is Teal. On first is McElfatrick. Neither runner being held on the payoff to Degatti. Misses outside for ball one on a fastball. 9-2 top 6 from MCCU Field. The Kokomo Jackrabbits entering tonight. 4 wins, 24 losses against the 17-13 Battle Jacks. They lead by 7. 9 runs on 11 hits and an error for Kokomo. 2 runs, 5 hits and an error for Battle Creek. It's the 1-2 pitch fouled away by Degatti. Second game of that doubleheader at the Duck Pond between Madison and Green Bay underway right now, top 3. Each team matching each other from the runs, hits, and errors categories. No runs and a hit and an error for each squad. One of the ESPN Plus games tonight in Bismarck, top 4. Bismarck at home, and they're putting on a show on that platform. They lead the Wilmer Stingers 7-1. The next 1-2 from Chubb to Degatti. Fastball hit in the air that'll find the seats down the right field line near the bounce house. Look at some of the longest streaks entering in this ballgame. How the La Crosse Loggers in first place in the Great Plains East by 3 games. La Crosse has won their last 9 entering tonight, 19 wins and 9 losses. 6-game winning streak for Wilmer as well, but obviously them being down by 6 early, that's in danger of being snapped. One ball, 2 strikes for the third straight time to DeGotti. Both runners take off. This one hit on the ground over to first, sticking with it and gloving as nice as he takes it to the bag in time to retire the side. Raptors leave 2 on base, and they send 5 to the plate here in the home half of the third. We are through 3 innings of play in Wisconsin Rapids. 2-0 the score. The Dock Spiders leading your Raptors. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top 4 here from Winterfield, 2-0 the score. The Fond du Lac Dock Spiders leading your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors on this Thursday night. Andy Yochum, your voice of the Raptors on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. Either way, you're here on WFHR. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Raptor Baseball, saying that for the 30th time this summer. How in the world is that possible? Fans, I mean, it feels like we just started hanging out a couple of weeks ago. It was against these Dock Spiders on opening day at Air Baker Field, splitting a home-and-home to begin the season with your Raptors or the Dock Spiders. Wisconsin Rapids winning the opening day contest 8-7. Game 2 going 7-4 in favor of Fond du Lac. 5-6-7, Nisus, Berrig, and Canterbury do up against Zach Boss. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting Nisus is there for a called strike. Zach Boss through 3 innings of work, now throwing his 47th pitch of the ballgame, is yet to walk a Fondy hitter and has struck out 2. The 0-1 pitch, fastball missing low and in, count evens a ball and a strike on the Georgia Tech product, Nisus. Doubled back in the first, did Tyler, playing in his 21st game of the summer, 329 hitter entering play tonight. The 1-1 pitch, missing low and in, 2 balls and a strike, the count now. A Dalton, Georgia native is Nisus. 28 hits and 85 at-bats prior to this evening's ball game. 3 doubles now make it 4 after the first inning. He's got 2 homers and has already driven in north of 20 runs at 21. 2-1 pitch going chasing there is Nisus. Cut and a miss to make it 2-2. On-base percentage of exactly 400 for Tyler, slugging 435 for an OPS of 835. That's easy mental math for you right there. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count on the leadoff hitter in this fourth inning. The payoff from Boss. This is out in the right-handed batter's box. A full count work by Nisus in his second plate appearance of the ballgame. We were talking about the Northwoods League scoreboard. We pick up bottom 5, Corbett Field, Minot hosting Mankato. It's 3-1 Moondogs on ESPN+. Plus. The 3-2 breaking ball hit foul down the first baseline. The next 3-2, one fouled away down the third base side. Be the 8th pitch of the battle incoming here between Boss and Nisus. Top 4 at Wade Stadium. No runs, 2 hits, and no errors for both the Waterloo Bucks at the hosting Duluth Huskies. The next 3-2 from Voss. This one hit in the air down the left field line. That'll find the Raptor bullpen. Pitch 9 of this plate appearance incoming. In Copeland Park, the 9-game winning streak of the La Crosse Loggers is being battle-tested here. They're at home in the bottom of the third, but they trailed the Thunder Bay Border Cats by a score of 5-2. The 3-2 yet again. Swing and a miss. On the outside corner, Zach Voss wins the battle. A strikeout to begin this top of the fourth inning. Drew Berrigan ended the top of the first inning with a pop-out to his middle infield counterpart, Kyler McIntosh. Both runs in this ballgame for Fondi and in general were scored in the first inning on a 2-run blast off the bat of Parker Knoll. Minnesota Mud Puppies back in action playing in their 12th game of the season. They'll be a third of the way through their schedule as the first pitch breaking ball from Voss is right down the chute for a called strike. Mud Puppies are in Minnesota against the Rochester Honkers at Mayo Field. Rochester 9-21 in their first 30. They lead the Mud Puppies by a score of 3-0. First pitch to him, I should say the 0-1, hit on the ground over to third. Schaefer gathers and throws to first in time. It's a 5-3 put out, 2-up, 2-down for Zach Voss here in the fourth. Minnesota has been held hitless through the first 4-plus innings in that one. Top three, Joe Faber Field, St. Cloud leading Badlands 1-0. The Rocks entering play today at 14-13. The Badlands Big Six, one of the two new teams to the Northwoods League, 13-16. The other new team is in action right now, that being the Royal Oak Leprechauns in the top of the fourth inning. Donovan Canterbury, the right-handed hitting shortstop, taps the first delivery from Zach Voss foul. They're at Simmons Field are the Leprechauns. 0-0 against the Kenosha Kingfish. No runs, a hit, no errors for the Leprechauns. No runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Kingfish. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 0-2 on our beer batter here tonight, Dominic Canterbury. Canterbury went down on strike, swinging to begin the second. Can Raptor fans get lucky with some discounted beverages for a second time here tonight? The 0-2. This one hit on a line over to third. Catch made by Grayson Schaefer to retire the side. How about Zach Voss retiring the last 4 batters he has faced here at Witter Field? His second 1-2-3 inning of this start. We head to the bottom of the fourth at Witter Field. Max McGuire, Walker Buchanan, and Trotter Boston do up when we return on your home for the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It'll be Max McGuire leading off this bottom of the fourth inning from historic Witter Field. The boys are back in town for the first time since last Saturday. Andy Yakub on WFHR bringing you Raptor baseball all summer long. On your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. No runs, 2 hits, and an error for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Max McGuire, a line out to left field, his first plate appearance in at-bat, ended the first inning. Righty-on-righty battle. Noah Chubb back out on the hill. First pitch to Max is swung on and missed for a strike. Mark in the park here tonight at Witter Field, seeing plenty of pups around the yard. I know we got some fun challenges coming up down on the field here soon, and I'm looking forward to seeing what that'll entail. Some fun mid-inning entertainment, as always, here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 to McGuire. This one lined back up the middle for a base hit. Max McGuire continues to just be a consistent beacon here in the middle of this Rafter order. He's aboard to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. Walker Buchanan, 0-for-1 tonight, led off the second with a ground out to the third baseman, Adam Cootway. You know where to find us for the rest of the first half of the season. Only three more games after tonight. Back-to-back at Fondy, 6:35. First pitches tomorrow and Saturday, and then we're home for a 1:05 Sunday matinee against these Dock Spiders again in just a few days. It's prior to the righty-on-righty battle. Max McGuire fixing his belt down on the first base bag. It will have to take a couple of seconds before this first pitch will come home to Walker Buchanan. Both runs in this ballgame for Fond du Lac scored in the top of the first inning. It was a one-out, two-run blast for Parker Knoll. Pitch to Buchanan, a fastball right down the heart of the plate is called a strike. Trotter Boston on deck, then it's Grayson Schaefer for your Rafters. Buchanan entering tonight through 12 games, a .348 hitter. 16 hits, 46 at-bats. He's got one homer, that coming here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Buchanan tardy on that fastball count now, nothing in two. Buchanan's driven in 10 runs, twice as many strikeouts as walks, 5 walks, 10 punch-outs. He's sporting an OPS just under 900 at .890. Last hit came in a two-hit affair, a 10-8 loss at Waterloo on Sunday. The 0-2 from Chubb, fastball fouled back by Buchanan. Will do the 0-2 again. 92 on that fastball from Chubb. Buchanan, a couple of hitless ball games to wrap out the Waterloo series and against Green Bay in the 6-0 loss a couple of days ago, was held out of the lineup yesterday. The 0-2, breaking ball, hit on a line, foul down the third base side, right off the Kraft River down the line and out near the Rafter bullpen. Will do the 0-2 yet again on Buchanan. One of those two hits against Waterloo on Sunday being a two-bagger to the University of Virginia product from Jupiter, Florida. The next 0-2, fastball fouled straight back. When we get to the top of the fifth for Fond du Lac, 8-9-1, righty-lefty-lefty, Sikoski, Preston Knott, and Caden Shapiro two up against either Zach Boss or Evan Palmer, the right-hander from VMI in Tampa, Florida, has been warming up in the Rafter bullpen for the last inning or so. Holding on the runner at first is Nisus. The next 0-2 from the right-hander, Chubb. It was breaking ball, and Buchanan fouls this one again away. Fantastic fight from Walker in his second trip to the plate in this ballgame. But Thomas Burns as well, running out some new baseballs to our home plate umpire tonight, Tyler Melhop. Rafter's familiar with this crew. This is one of the other crews that works in pretty frequently with Rafter ballgames in this area, whether at home or on the road. Nick Hudlow as well down the first baseline. The crew chief is Brett Mile down the third baseline. No balls, two strikes for a fourth straight pitch to Walker Buchanan. Long pause from Chubb, hands at the belt buckle, 7 on the pitch clock. This one in on his hands that hits the knob and a slow roller over to third. Cootway will glove and throw to first in time for the first out of this inning. Max McGuire to second on the 5-3 putout. An overall weird sequence of events. It was a check swing from Buchanan. Thought that may have gotten a piece of him. Instead, hit the very end of his bat and rolled ever so slowly over to Cootway at third base. No double play ball intact, and now a runner in scoring position with one out for the designated hitter, Trotter Boston. Boston grounded out to the shortstop, Canterbury, 6-3, back in that 1-2-3, bottom of the second. Back at second, the right-hander, Chubb, first pitch to Boston, misses up and away. Grayson Schaefer on deck, then it's Kyler McIntosh. Boston, one of two left-handed hitters in the order tonight, the other being the center fielder out of the ninth spot, Aiden Teal. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Outer edge working there is Chubb. It is now a ball and a strike. It's the wonderful crowd for Bark in the Park night. We're going to get engaged here. This is a good showing on a Thursday night. Here at historic Witter Field, 3 on the pitch clock. Chubb looks back at second, the 1-1. Swinging away, Boston taps this one on the ground. Over to first, takes a funny hop off the lip. Will ricochet off the body of Nisus and roll over to second base. Everyone is safe. They're on the corners with one down here in the home half of the fourth inning. We'll see how it's scored. It is going to go down as an E3. Regardless, McGuire to third, that's where he'll stay. And Grayson Schaefer, an RBI chance here with one out. Of a quick mound visit here for Fond du Lac, bringing out one of their assistant coaches with Cade Sikorski and Noah Chubb. Rafters having those two off days next Monday and Tuesday, and if you're getting new to the Rapids area, you've already been around here or you're visiting and are catching them on a couple of off days, our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau have you covered. This summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area all summer long. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, that's check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Mound meeting adjourned. They're on the corners for Schaefer, who grounded out three unassisted over to Nisus to retire the side in the second inning in his first at-bat of the ballgame. Schaefer, an opening day starter for the Rafters. When you look back to where he was situated at Air Baker Field just over 4 weeks ago, hit cleanup and played first base. First pitch. This is inside for a ball, kicking away from the catcher Sikorski off his glove. Down to second on the pass ball is Boston. Count begins 1-0 on Schaefer, and he's got two ducks on the pond to work with. Schaefer with one long ball on the season, that coming here at Witter Field against the Green Bay Rockers on June 12th. It was 6-1 when he hit that homer, making it a 6-4 contest, a three-run blast over the left field wall. The 1-0 pitch from Chubb to Schaefer back out of the windup. Fastball on the outside corner is called a strike. Grayson has played now in 27 of the 30 Rafter ball games this summer. The Brigham Young University product is a .242 hitter entering this ball game, 22 hits, 91 at-bats, 16 runs driven in, and three doubles to go along with his one homer. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, misses up top, or so I thought. It's called a strike. Tyler Melhop faking me out from up here in the press box on a delayed call. It's now 1-2. Schaefer's OPS entering tonight sitting just under 700, 688. Down in the hole here at 1-2, we'll see what Chubb goes with. He goes breaking ball, and Schaefer chases downstairs. Grayson down on strikes. It is the second out of this inning. It'll be up to the eight-hole hitter and shortstop, Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh making this game 21 of the season. Bunted his way aboard to lead off the third inning. 1-for-1 on the contest is Kyler. A .286 hitter entering this ball game and 70 at-bats, 20 hits on the nose. Averaging a hit per contest. First pitch to McIntosh, misses away for ball one. Kyler still in search of his first long ball of the campaign. And talking long balls, I can't believe we've made it to the bottom of the fourth inning without mentioning the yard card. You know, you go four straight games on the road, you kind of forget about what you do here. And speaking of yard card, 1-0 pitch hit in the air, deep left field for the park, and the wind is going to hold this one in for Preston Knott to make the grab and retire the side. The Rafters collect a hit, but leave two on the bases here in the home half of the fourth inning. We are through four frames of play at Witter Field. 2-0 the score. Spiders leading the Rats here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
One, two, three.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth and a new pitcher entering the ballgame for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. 2-0 the score. The Dock Spiders leading here. Raptors from historic Witter Field. Andy Yockum, your voice of the Raptors, joining you as always on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM WFHR. Evan Parmer enters the fray in relief of Zach Boss, who get the 8-9-1 spots in the Dock Spider order to begin this fifth frame. Boss, four innings pitched. He threw 59 tonight. Allowed four hits, two runs, both of which were earned, and both came off the bat of Parker Knoll in the first inning on a two-run blast. No walks for Boss for a second straight start, and he struck out three. First pitch from the right-hander Parmer to Sikoski is tapped foul. Parmer throwing in his fifth ball game of the season, a 1-0 record. He does have a save, and the save that he had was in his last appearance. A three-inning save in the 15-3 win at Wausau on June 20th. And when pitch misses upstairs, count evens a ball and a strike on the backstop of Fond du Lac. 10 2/3 innings pitch for Parmer this season, an ERA of a 5.06 entering today. 1-1 pitch, two hopper on the ground over to the third. Grayson Schaefer gloves, gathers, and throws to first. But it gets by Max McGuire. Shapiro, should say that was Sikoski taking the right-hand turn around the first base bag, but he'll retreat back in time. Second error for Wisconsin Rapids tonight. A throwing error on Grayson Schaefer begins this fifth inning. Preston Knott, the left fielder, hitting for his second time in this ballgame. Not playing in his 13th game of the campaign. It talked about his college teammates on this Raptors squad at Northwestern, Owen McElfatrick and Trent Lyolis. Schaefer playing in at the third base bag. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Knott is swung on and missed. 90 on that fastball from Parmer. Those three innings that Parmer threw tied for his longest outing of the season. His second appearance of the campaign on June 8th against Madison in the 10-4 win here at Witter Field. Three innings of one hit and one run ball for the right-hander from Tampa. As the 0-1 pitch skied in the air down the left field line. That'll find the concourse. It is now nothing in two on the left fielder of these Dock Spiders. Cade Shapiro on deck. Then it's Connor Cooney to follow. When we get to the home half of this fifth inning, 9-1-2, due up for Wisconsin Rapids, Aiden Teal, Owen McElfatrick, and Jack Matthew. 16 on the pitch clock, Parmer. Look over at first, one step off the bag. There is Sikoski. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, hit on a line down the right field line. That is foul and beyond. The Fondi bullpen will do the 0-2 again. Parmer's lone scoreless outing this season was his first at home here against these Wausau Woodchucks on May 31st. Two frames, three hits, no runs or walks, and four strikeouts on the nine Woodchuck batters he faced. No balls, two strikes, the payoff pitch. This is upstairs for ball one. Two runs, four hits, and an error for Fondi. No runs, three hits, two errors for your Raptors in game 30 of this season. Raptors entering tonight on a four-game losing streak, all on the road, 13 wins, 16 losses. Fondi at 10-17, entering Thursday evening. The 1-2. This one hit in the air, left center field, coming in on it. Buchanan leaving his feet. But did he make that catch? It appears he did not. And how about the third base umpire? That's the crew chief, Brett Mile, holding up his fist saying he caught that baseball. And they're going to throw it to first, Parmer, to McGuire to step on the bag. Is that a double play? And now the umpire and crew here calling time. They're going to want to talk this one over. A very weird play. It doesn't look like Walker Buchanan caught that baseball. It popped in and out of his glove, at least in our vantage point up here. But we'll see what this crew says. It's Tyler Mellop, Nick Hudlow, and Brett Mile. If it is a catch, it'll be a double play turn on Knott, and there will be two outs and nobody on the bases. But if not, there will be runners on first and second with nobody away. Wonderful being back here at home as always. Was informed today this is our 15th home game. Makes sense. Game 30. So half here at home, half on the road. Back-to-back at Air Baker Field tomorrow and Saturday night before we return home for the last time in the first half of the season on Sunday against the Spiders. And out of the conference, we have Tyler Mellop and the crew chief Brett Mile walking over to Kirk Schreider down the third base side. So it does appear this will be some bad news for Wisconsin Rapids in that Buchanan did not catch that baseball. Rafters have played much better at home this season as opposed to being on the road. So when talking to the coaching staff and some of the players today entering the clubhouse, they said it feels good to be home and not be on that bus. As the crew chief Brett Mile points out at second, calling both runners safe, it will go down as a base hit for Preston Knott. He'll be on first. On second is Sikoski. The 8-9 spots in the Fond du Lac order doing their job, flipping the car to the top with Caden Shapiro. Shapiro, the right fielder for Fondy's, 1-for-2 tonight. He flew out to center in the first inning, doubled to lead off the third. Evan Palmer in some trouble here in his first outing, first inning out of the pen, I should say. First pitch showing Bunch Shapiro pulling back as that one misses well outside. Rafters have been shut out twice this season in Game 18 here at home. 12 days ago on the 15th of June against Lakeshore, and obviously shut out two nights ago in Ashwaubenon, 6-0 against the Green Bay Rockers. Looking back at second, Palmer, the 1-0. Showing bunts again as Shapiro puts this one down in front of the mound, Evan to field. He'll throw to third, and it's in time. Rafters giving the Spiders a taste of their own medicine. Had that happened an inning ago, it'll be a 1-5 fielder's choice for the first out of the inning. Runners remain on first and second for Fond du Lac. Not to second out on the bases. Sikoski at third for the left-handed hitting center fielder in his second game of the season with the Dock Spiders, Connor Cooney. Cooney has reached in both of his plate appearances here tonight, 1-for-1. Singled and scored in the first, was hit by a pitch in his last time up in the third. Evan Palmer potentially just a pitch away from getting the Rafters back into the dugout if he can generate a ground ball here. First pitch to Cooney, a breaking ball missing inside for ball one. Each team coming into this contest, beating each other once on the season, and we'll see what happens after these four straight ball games. They will only meet twice in the second half. They will not play in July. We'll have a home-and-home in August. Played each other 12 times a season ago, only 8 times this summer. 1-0 to Cooney, catches the outside corner on a fastball for a called strike. This month for Wisconsin Rapids in June, it was a lot of Madison. They played the Mallards 8 different times. 4-4. 3 wins, 5 losses against those Mallards, and they're 0-4 at the Duck Pond. They'll look to change that at the start of the second half of the season. 1-1 breaking ball, tapped foul back behind home plate. It's now a ball and 2 strikes on the 2-hole hitter for Douglas Coe's Dock Spiders. Once we have the end of that 2-day break next week, it'll be a home-and-home beginning with those Mallards. Wednesday night, 5:05 first pitch at the Duck Pond on July 3rd. And then we get a matinee on July 4th, 1:05 first pitch against the Mallards here at historic Witter Field. 1-2, both runners take off. This one misses low and inside, and there will be no throw down to second or third. Double steal successful. Shapiro now on second, not on third. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes, and an opportunity for Connor Cooney to bring home a couple runs if he can deposit a base hit into the outfield. The 2-2 pitch swung on and missed. Big second out here for Evan Palmer. 2 down, 2 aboard for Parker Knoll, who is responsible for those 2 runs up on the right center field scoreboard at Witter Field tonight. Knoll, a 2-run homer in the first, but in his last trip up to the plate, hit into a 6-4-3 double play in the third off Zach Boss. That was a huge turning point for Boss to chuck up a 0 on that scoreboard. Right hand ready, battle Palmer back out of the windup, looks into Matthew, comes set the first pitch, goes breaking ball, and it misses the inside corner for ball one. Saw one of the specialty jerseys worn here in the first half of the season. That was on Ag Day, Father's Day, June 16th, where the Rafters put up 14 runs in the bottom of that sixth inning. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball missing low and away. Now 2 balls and no strikes on the DH Knoll. You'll see a few more different specialty jerseys worn in July. Got the Mossy Oak uniforms, the red, white, and blues, and the all whites. I've seen all of them now, and fans, they're pretty sweet. You're going to want to get a good look at them here at the yard. 2-0 fastball. Swatted foul down the first base line. Two hits in this inning alone right now so far for Fond du Lac. Looking to make it a third here. The 2-1. That one on the outside corner. Fastball, that's called a strike. Count evens 2-2 on Nola. Big pitch coming here for Evan Parmer. On deck is Adam Kootway. Tyler Nicest to follow. Parmer looking to stop it right here. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball missing up and in, nearly hitting. Nola's worked a full count in his third trip to the plate here tonight. Talking about those August ball games between the two teams. Get more to the schedule. The bottom half of the inning, the 3-2. Breaking ball fouled away. Have some time, actually. We'll talk about it right now. So I mentioned no Fondi in July. It's a home-and-home August 7th and 8th. 6:35 here at Winterfield on the 7th. And funny enough, in the regular season, road games are bookended at Air Baker Field for these Raptors. The first one obviously being opening day on Memorial Day. The final being a 6:35 first pitch on Thursday, August 8th. The 3-2. Pulled that fastball to Parmer, missing, and it gets back to the screen by Jack Matthey. In to score on the wild pitch is Preston Knott. It is 3-0 Fondi with runners on the corners and two out here in the top of the fifth. Shapiro on third, a seven-pitch walk drawn by Noel. Adam Kootway in his second game of the season, coming from Division III UW-Whitewater, is 0-2. Grounded out to the third baseman back in the first, that being Schaefer, grounded out three unassisted in the third inning. Righty on righty battle, Parmer back out of the stretch, third base side of the rubber rocks and fires. First pitch swinging, dribbled on the ground, that being foul down the third base line. We do, similar to having at the Waterloo series, a friendly face on the Bucks side with relief pitcher Pierce Bulls, who started the season here in Wisconsin Rapids. Another relief pitcher rostered here by the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, who started the season here with the Raptors, but he wasn't a relief pitcher here in Wisconsin Rapids. That being Miles Vandenhoevel, the outfielder slash infielder from Eastern Arizona College, has worked three outings out of the bullpen since joining Fondi. 0-1 pitch, runner takes off for second. This one misses inside. The throw down from second to Matthey. Not in time. Taking home behind the throw is Shapiro, and he's out at the plate. Heads up baseball there from Kyler McIntosh, firing a bullet home, and that'll retire the side. Another run added for Fondi here in the top of the fifth. We head to the home half, 9-1-2, 2-4 Wisconsin Rapids. Aiden Teal, Owen McElfatrick, and Jack Matthey when we return on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Aiden Teal to lead off this bottom of the fifth inning from historic Winter Field. 3-0 the score. The Fond du Lac Dock Spiders leading your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors in the first of four consecutive ball games between the two teams to close out the first half of the season. Andy Yakim, your voice of the Raptors, back with you as always on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM. 1320 AM or on your Civic Media apps. It's WFHR and it's locally grown radio. Teal's playing in his first ball game in Wisconsin Rapids since joining the team a couple of days ago prior to the Green Bay series. He drew a seven-pitch walk in the third inning. Noah Chubb, the right-hander, back on the mound, firing a first pitch on the outside corner that Teal swings right through. Top of the order in the on-deck circle with Owen McElpatrick. Jack Matthew will follow. Chubbs 0-1. On the outer third again, swinging away is Teal, and he slaps this one in the air, and that'll head out near the concession stand down the third baseline onto the concourse. 0-2 now on the Rafter center fielder. Three runs, five hits, and an error for Fond du Lac. No runs on three hits and two errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The two-strike delivery from Chubb with 12 on the pitch clock. He goes breaking ball, and it misses high. Vosta Parmer for the Rafters in terms of pitching here today. Been all Chubb, and this will be his 64th pitch of the contest. Teal taps this one on the ground, foul down the first baseline right near the Fondy dugout. Getting all these Great Lake West Division ball games out of the way, we look at how many times the Rafters will play divisional foes in the second half of the season. Another 1-2 home from Chubb to Teal. This one hit in the air, foul down the left field line, once again onto the concourse. Two matchups with Fondy, those both being in August. Four matchups with Madison, all being in July. Rafters see Green Bay a decent amount in August in terms of the final 10 games in 10 days. Four out of 10 are against the Rockers. Two at home, two on the road. 1-2 pitch. Teal hits this one in the air, left center field. Shading over, that's Knotts to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Owen McElpatrick will step into the box, and it's a lot of out-of-division matchups in July. A lot of Wausau as well. The Rafters do not see the Woodchucks in August, and here, looking at the May/June schedule, Wausau did not come to Wisconsin Rapids in the entire month of June. They played on the final day of May. Wisconsin Rapids then going to Athletic Park to wrap out that home-and-home, and we had the doubleheader at Athletic Park a week ago in which both teams split. First pitch to McElpatrick. This is up and in for ball one. In July, though, as mentioned, a lot of Woodchucks. There's a home-and-home Sunday, Monday, July 7th and 8th at Wausau, Sunday at 105, here 6:35 against the Woodchucks on Monday. 1-0 pitch misses low and in, two balls and no strikes on McElpatrick. Then it's the doubleheader against Wausau on Thursday the 11th. It's here at Witter Field, 12:05 and 6:35. Then a week later, another home-and-home with the Woodchucks. 6:35 each contest. Home on Thursday the 18th and away on Friday the 19th. 2-0 pitch missing away. Three balls and no strikes on McElpatrick, who has reached once tonight on a 1-5 fielder's choice back in the third. Final matchups with Wausau this season, yet another home-and-home, July 30th and 31st. 3-0 pitch misses low and away. McElpatrick drawing a four-pitch walk with one out here in the fifth inning. July 30th, it'll be at Wausau, 6:35, and then at home on July 31st, 6:35. So you try to do some quick mental math here. You got a couple of home and homes, three to be exact, so six, eight matchups between the Woodchucks in July, similar to how the Rafters played Madison eight times in June. It's the same thing with the Chucks a month later. Home and home with La Crosse as well within the Great Lakes, but out of the subdivision. That wraps out right before the All-Star break. A home and home Saturday the 20th, Sunday the 21st, 6:35 on the 20th here at Witter Field, 5:05 on the 21st at Copeland Park. See Lakeshore a couple of times. They'll come here to Witter Field, another out-of-town trip for the Chinooks, Friday, Saturday. Back-to-back Firework Fridays here at Witter Field, the 5th and 12th of July. Lakeshore coming on the 12th and 13th for a couple of 6:35 for starts. McElpatrick on first. It's Jack Matthews 0 for 2 tonight. Chubb out of the stretch. First pitch to the Rafter catcher is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Matthew ground out to second base back in the first inning. Most recently flew out to right field and came to Shapiro in the home half of the third. McElpatrick off first, being held on by Nisus. The 0-1 home from Chubb with 7 on the pitch clock. Working out of the slide step, that fastball catches the outside corner. It's 0-2. In July, it's the big Michigan trip for the Rafters at Kalamazoo and at Battle Creek. Four games, 4 days, three nights. That spans from Sunday the 14th of July to Wednesday the 17th. No balls, two strikes, the payoff. Breaking ball, Matthew taps this one on the ground. Left side, that's going to get past the diving Canterbury into left field for a base hit. McElpatrick to second. Rafters cooking here with one out in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Jorge DeGaia is 1-for-2 tonight. He singled with two outs back in the first. Last time up, end of the third inning by grounding out to Tyler Nisus at first base. Yeah, it's besides that Michigan trip, it's a whole lot of Wausau